Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about, one of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting/kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Not everyone is meant to or wants to become a parent. On February 27th, 2021, a young boy whose mother did not want him was abandoned in the middle of the night. A boy who fought to come back to her and lost his life in the process. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On February 28th, 2021, at 10:16 a.m., Brittany L. Gosney and her boyfriend, James Russell Hamilton, walked into the Middletown, Ohio police station and reported 6-year-old James Hutchinson missing. According to Brittany, the boy's mother, they had not seen him since the night before. Red flags were immediately raised when police wondered why they came in person rather than calling 911. About 30 minutes later, a police officer at the station contacted the detective and voiced his concerns about the couple's story. And by 2:30 p.m., they contacted another county in reference to a possible homicide. Brittany and James, you see, had cracked pretty quickly. And though there were conflicting stories when it came to the disappearance, they admitted that James was dead and that his body had been disposed of in Preble County. Throughout their 3-hour interrogation, triggered by their appearance in the station rather than their call, detectives bounced back and forth between the separate rooms and, brick by brick, brought down the couple's wall of lies. This is the story they finally told. On February 27th, 2021, Brittany L. Gosney, 29 years old, took James and his older siblings to the Rush Run Nature Preserve in Preble County just after 3 a.m. Her intentions? Abandoning the three children and driving away from all of her responsibilities. She took each child, aged 9, 7, and 6, out of the car, but when she tried to drive away, the youngest, James, tried to get back in. He held tight to the door handle as Brittany stepped on the gas and dragged him along the road. When she returned 30 to 40 minutes later, she found James's body lying in the parking lot. He had died from a head injury. Ushering the other children back into the car, she drove home to Middleton and told her boyfriend what had happened. Waiting until the children fell asleep, Brittany and James went back to the nature preserve, loaded James's body into the car, tied a cinder block to his small frame, and dumped him in the Ohio River just off the I-275 bridge near Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Brittany Gosney, after her horrifying confession, was charged with murder, child endangerment, kidnapping, gross abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence. James Russell Hamilton, 42 years old, was charged with kidnapping, child endangerment, gross abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence. Despite the fact that he was not there during the initial crime, Brittany told officers that James beat all three of the children, and he himself admitted to hogtying them, gagging them with a cloth, and leaving them for hours at a time. She also claimed that it was her boyfriend who wanted to be rid of the children, and that the plan was to leave them at the nature preserve in hopes that the coyotes would eat them. She offered to drop them off safely at a firehouse, but James refused. Brought to court March 1st, where they both entered a plea of not guilty, the search for James Hutchinson's body continued. In August of 2021, James Russell Hamilton changed his plea to guilty of kidnapping, gross abuse of a corpse, and two counts of child endangerment, and he was sentenced to 19 years behind bars, the maximum sentence, with parole eligibility after 15 years. Brittany L. Gosney followed suit on the 16th and was sentenced to life with parole after 21 years. Her attorney filed an appeal, but finding the proceedings were pristine, it was rejected. Though their stories differed, the location of where they dumped James's body did not. However, the six-year-old has never been found despite the extensive searches. His photo remains in the hallway outside the detective section of the Preble County Sheriff's Office, so that all who walk by it day in and day out remember that the search is not over. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on February 28th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there is always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.